In this webinar, we're going to move from the principle and concept stage to the practical example, a practical example of how niche marketing can work so phenomenally attractively and so phenomenally profitably to produce the kind of business that you want to, in fact, to change the face of your business, frankly. And I want to show you the front of a brochure. This is a brochure that I created with a team that I built around an organization called Barrington Scarlett, clearly something to do with me. And I was quite excited about this brochure. This was the third version of the brochure. We first started developing it back in 1988. That's a long time ago. And this was the third version of it, I think this time by about 1990. And this brochure was targeted towards a specific niche market. That market was called, at that time, the first-time contractor market. That is, groups, in fact, legions of permanent employees within the information technology sector, the computer sector, who for the first time were going freelance. This was at a time in the economy when it was very attractive to move from permanent to freelance, and one could double one's gross income by doing so. So you can imagine there were droves of people moving into this particular sector. And we recognized that although we were financial advisors, they had a number of problems, this particular market, in getting started in this new freelance role. None of those problems had anything to do with what we were offering: financial advice, insurance protection, pensions, investments, savings, and the like. So we realized that we had to create some communication to articulate our service to the market, indicating that we could solve or help solve or get solved for them the problems of getting started in this first-time contractor market. So let's peek inside this brochure. You'll see in the first page that we focused entirely with this one-stop business service. It doesn't matter that one can't see the detail of the script or the text, but recognize that this was going to be a one-stop service orchestrated by us for the professional computer contractor. And all that we dealt with on this first inside page was to enumerate, to list, to articulate the list of problems that we know they faced, and to indicate that inside this brochure, and by calling us eventually on the number below, they could have all of these problems solved. So that was the point of the first page. Let's turn now to the next couple of pages in the brochure, pages 2 and 3. And what we did was answered their questions. We raised a question that we knew they had in their mind. This was, in marketing terms, the conversation that was going on in their heads already. And you must ask yourself this question when dealing with a niche market. What is the conversation already going on in their head? What is the problem that is being wrestled with in their minds and their hearts? And what we did was ask the question, then answer it. Ask the next question we knew was going on in their head, then answer it. Ask the question, answer it, and so on all the way down the page. And one by one, we, if you like, knocked the questions on the head by giving it a very brief, pricey answer. They knew they were going to get more depth of answers by contacting us, but they saw that at least we understood what the problems were and that we had the answers within our organization. Next, we realized that one of the things they really worried about was the fact that they'd never ever dealt with an accountant before, and they were going to have to form a limited company. They'd never done that before, so that's a bit of a minefield in their mind. So how on earth were they going to deal with an accountant? So we started asking the question and answering it, asking the question and answering it all the way down the page. And so we dealt with the problems in their minds and hearts before they ever came to us. No need to persuade them when they reached us. They knew we had the answers. And these answers continued until finally we got to the money page. And notice we're now well into the brochure, well into the conversation with them, well into the discussion going on in their head. We've only just begun to discuss money, which is what we're all about as financial advisors. But even then, notice that we didn't discuss our kind of money questions and answers. We discussed the things that we knew were uppermost in their minds. They often had had company cars, and they wanted to know, well, how do I now run a car through my company? How do I go about that? And what about my mortgage? I might want to change house soon. I've just gone into a freelance role. I've just started a limited company. Does that create a problem for me? Well, yes, it might. And so we needed to start addressing that straight away. And so we went on answering their questions, and only then do we start touching upon those items where we knew we could create revenue for ourselves. And that was fairly late in the brochure. So we then moved to a page where, instead of talking about buy this, we talked about planning. We knew that what they wanted to deal with was a new set of plans in their life, because they'd never had to plan their own finances and their pensions and investment insurances before. That had been done by their employer. How on earth do you go planning that? And in those early days, way back in 88, 89 and 90, we were doing life planning before that became a la mode. We were way ahead of our time because we had to be, we didn't have a choice. That was the subject they needed dealt with, and that's what we had to come up with solutions regarding. So here's the real killer page. This is what throws many professionals, many advisors in particular. Most advisors, and I wouldn't mind betting that you, looking at this brochure now, have a website of some sort or a leaflet or a brochure already created. And I wouldn't mind betting that on the front page of your website or your brochure, you start discussing, this is who we are and this is what we do. This, in our brochure, was on the very, very back page. Not the front, the back. Who are we? All about us was discussed at the back, because we knew they don't give a hoot. They couldn't give tuppence about who we are until they'd had some of their problems solved by the time they got to this page. That's how we dealt with a niche market. What was the result of that? Let me tell you what the result of dealing with a niche market can be if you get it right, and if you articulate the service correctly, communicate with them appropriately, address their problems and their needs first before gabbling on about yourself. Here's the result. Ready? 7 new prospective target clients approaching us every single week on average for a period of 2 years. 7 a week on average. That took 4 advisors to deal with. It took at least 4 support staff. And I went from running me and a secretary, funded by a loan from the bank, and a PC, again funded by a loan from the bank, in an attic in King's Cross, to a much more sizable operation. You know what? Based largely on the back of this single brochure. That is the power of getting a niche market right. And when you do that, you'll conquer and start to dominate a particular market. We were the leading organization, financial advisors, in the country in that niche market for a period of just over 2 years. Let me leave you with the final word on a niche market. And here's something that might be worrying you in your mind as you stare at this screen. Some people don't want to be tied down to a specific market because they believe it limits their sales. Today, the everybody trap may keep you afloat if you already own a substantial share of the market, but it's deadly if you want to build a position from nowhere. Who said that? Jack Trout, chairman of Trout & Partners, said that. And his client list as a marketing strategist includes AT&T, IBM, Sears, and a number of major, Fortune 500 organizations. We have to listen to those who understand marketing strategy and how to attract masses of quality clients towards you who will change completely the future of your business. I urge you to think carefully about choosing your niche target market by using some of the webinar information that you've seen before this particular webinar, and thinking about how to articulate and communicate your message to that market. But first, you've got to choose a niche market. It is extraordinarily powerful. I recommend it to you.